Shalom Aleichem. Let us begin tonight's shiur in the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Haim, Siman Yod Aleph, Saif Teth. The topic that we're going to look into tonight briefly is the question of how many strings are supposed to be white and how many techeleth. In previous shiurim, we mentioned two basic shitot. The Rambam shita, which we mentioned and we'll go back to later also when we look at the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that you take four strings, and the fourth string, half of the fourth string, is dyed techeleth. Therefore, when you put them through the hole, and you end up with eight strings, one out of the eight is techeleth. That's shita number one. Shita number two is the Ra'avad and the Riaz and the Gra, who say, no, you need to take four strings, correct, but three are white and the fourth is altogether completely techeleth. So that when you put it through the hole and you have eight strings, you now have two out of eight techelet and six out of the eight white, correct? And we mentioned the source for that second shita, and we'll talk about the Rambam shita another time, again, in the next, another shiur, perhaps the next shiur. Tonight we will see a third shita, namely the shita of Rashi and Tosafot, and the Rosh, and some others, and the Mordechai, and that is that you need two white and two techelet. Now, if you look at the Rosh HaShulchan, you will see that he quotes the shita as if it's more or less self-evident that this is the case. I begin from the middle of Seif Teth. The third shita, as we said, is the Rashi and the Tosafot and the Rosh and the Mordechai, etc., who hold no. The reed does not talk about it, as far as I recall. And they say two white and two techelet. I read now from the Rosh HaShulchan Seif Teth in the middle. Four lines from the end, it says, Uva'et shehaya techeleth, when there was techeleth, hayu shne hotel avan, there were two white strings, omi seme omi pishtan, ushne hotel techeleth, and there were two strings of techeleth. So you see, the Rosh HaShulchan quotes the shita first. And then he adds, Uva Rambam, shlosha hotel avan, there were three strings of white, wahaf techeleth. The Lashon of the Rosh HaShulchan here is somewhat inaccurate or misleading, because you could understand from what the Rosh HaShulchan writes that the Rambam holds that three strings are completely white and one is completely techeleth, and that's not what he holds. He holds half of the fourth is techeleth. But I read again the Rosh HaShulchan. Well, Rambam, shlosha hotel avan wa'ahat techeleth. Wa'ya korechba. And that last string of techeleth is the one you use to tie it around the others, to do the klichot. Now that we have no techeleth, kol arba chotim hem lavan, wazeo ikarosh yisisi. So all the strings now are white, and that is the, it's interesting actually, not really clear to me to be honest, what does he mean, wazeo ikarosh yisisi? In fact, it's the other way around. In fact, the techeleth is the ikar of mitzvot yisisit. What does he mean by, which we'll see in another shiur, what does the Aruch HaShulchan mean? He was there, Ikarosh Yisisit. At this point, I'm not really sure, to be honest, what he means. What I mean to say when I say that the Chelet is the Ikar of Mitzvot Yisit is something we'll discuss in another shiur, and you will see the sources for that. At any rate, we see the Aruch HaShulchan quoted the Shita first, two strings white, two strings to Chelet. Why does he do so? Because he's relying, or quoting, and going according to the order of things as brought by the Tur. As you see in the Tur, Siman Yud Aleph, he writes, Misvat Sisit, Bazman Shah Techeleth, Misvato Sheikar Shne Chotim Kefulim, Shel Semer, Sevoim Techeleth, Ushne Chotim Kefulim, Kefulim in Shuzurim, in other words, not one thread, but at least two threads twined together, Fulim in that sense, Shne Chotim Kefulim, Shel Semer Lavan, Osher Pishtan, so it's two and two. Okay? And you will notice that's right, like Russian. And then he goes on to say, these strings have to be made L'shem mitzvah tzitzit, for the purpose of mitzvah tzitzit, aval im lo yutorim lishman pasulim. If that is not the case, they are pasulim mitzvah tzitzit. In other words, threads that were made for, strings that are made for some other purpose or stand there without any particular kawana are not good for tzitzit. Well, tzarich shiyu shizurim. Shizurim means that it has to be made of several strings, threads tied together, not one single thread. That's a separate discussion. We're not going into that now. But what do you see here from the Torah? The Torah only mentions one shita. Two and two. It doesn't mention the Rambam, doesn't mention the Rabbah, doesn't mention anything. He just says there are two, there are, the mitzvah is to take shnei chutim kfurim shel semer sevoim techeret, or shnei chutim kfurim shel semer avan. Okay, now where does this shita come from? That's the question that we're going to try and discover now. Yeah, the answer to which we're going to try and discover. First of all, in Masechet Nahoth, Daf Lamed Het Amud Aleph, beginning of Perek Katechelef. We begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah states that the chelet eno ma'akevet et halavan, or halavan eno ma'akev et ha'techelet. In other words, the Mishnah states that when it comes to Miswah Sisith, the Miswah is really divided into two parts, namely the lavan and the techelet. And if you have only one, not the other, you do that what you have. This is also something we will have to discuss in another shiur, because there is another opinion as well, despite the fact that from the Mishnah, it's clear that's what the Mishnah means. Rashi, the very beginning of the Perek, says on this Mishnah, "Hatechelet hinam akevet et halavan, wa'af al gav de miswa lateth techelet shnechotim v'sisif." Apparently it should read, according to Shita Mekubeset, "Wa'af al gav de miswa lateth techelet shnechotim v'lavan shnechotim v'sisif, kele mefaresh lekaman." So even though there's a miswah to have both, if you have only one, you do one. It's not ma'akev. Rashi tells you more than that. If you made four strings of white or four of techeret, you'd say they're chova. It's also interesting chidush that if you did four strings of techeret, you'd say they're chova, according to Rashi. All right. Anyway, Rashi tells us. We see from Rashi also that Rashi is working on the assumption that the miswah is to have two chutim of techeret and shnei chutim techeret, shnei chutim lavan, correct?
You did two lavan, one two, and that's one of the other ones.
What we saw last week, if you recall, if you look on Daf Lamed Tef Amud Aleph at the bottom, it says Rav Rabban Hana Hawayatve How they were sitting and learning Hawak Halef Zel Ahu Gavra the Michzig Lima the Chula Techerta. A person walked by wearing a garment dyed altogether techeret, which is, as we said, a very expensive garment. And he made tzitzit with techeret, but he made the whole thing gedilim. In other words, the whole thing was twined together, all the strings. There was no anaf. There was no loose strings. Amar Rav, ya'e gelima, wala ya'e, or ya'e techeta. The glima is very beautiful, what he's wearing, the clothing is very nice, but the tzitzit is not proper, this is not how it should be. And he disagreed, he said, no, the tzitzit are also very nice. In other words, his opinion is that you can make tzitzit this way, the chafchila. This is the discussion we saw last week. What is the argument all about, says the Gemara. Rabba Baba Hana Savar, he holds as follows. Kethiv, it says in one pasuk, Gidilim, or it actually says Gidilim here, it says Gidil, but it probably should say Gidilim. Or Kethiv Pathil. In other words, you can make or Gidil or Pathil. You can do either or. Varav Savar, Le'olan Pathil Ba'enan. Wahi Gidilim, Reminyana Hudatha. If it says in one place that you need Pathil, that you need separate strings, that's what the word pathil means, a loose thread, a separate string. Then you need to have that. And the word givilim, which is also the plural, amongst other things, comes to tell you that you need a certain number of strings. There are questions to be asked on this whole issue. Why exactly is this the limud that Rav is learning from the word gedilim? I don't want to go into that now, but you can look if you're in time. You can look at the Tosafot on this page. Daf lamed tet amud beh, dibur ha-mahil wa ha-hu, gedilim leminyana, and you can see what the Tosafot say. At any rate, Rav says, le'olam patir ba'inan wa hi gedilim leminyana hu da'atha. Meaning, what is the minyan? In other words, how do we learn from this? Gedil shenayim. You can't make anything twice less than two. Gedilim arba'a. As Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says gedil shenayim, the top of the page. Klamar, I hawa ketiv gedil ta'aselach. If it just said gedil in the singular, not gedilim. Hawa mashma, that's what it should say. Hawa mashma shnechutim. Why? The end gedil pachof mishnayim. You cannot make a gedil with less than two strings. You need to twine at least two things together. Hashta dichtiv gedilim mashma arba'a. Now that it says gedilim, from this we learn it has to be arba'a. It has to be twice that minimum of gedil. And I should have mentioned the last shiur, and I did not, and I was reminded later by Nathan that I should have, that this drasha here does not really fit or sit well with the drasha and sifre that we saw in Parashat Shalach, where we see in Mahogi Beth Shaman Beth Hillel about the word gedilim, but Hillel say three strings are sufficient, and Beth Shaman say four. You could claim perhaps that this drasha here is actually the explanation for the Shita of Beth Shammai, who say four strings. But the fact is that's not what it says in the Sifra. It doesn't suggest that this is the reasoning. What it seems more likely over there in the Sifra is that Beth Shammai, who say four strings, mean, it says Gedilim Ta'aselach, that's referring to the white strings, to the chutim, which are of the same substance and the same color, usually, as the beged itself. And a gedil needs to be made of three, not two, like we explain when you braid hair, for example. You need three at least. And the tcheret is an addition, is another element which is added to the tzitzit, to the whole niswa of the gedilim. It's called the patil tcheret. That means a revi'it shel tcheret. That's why it says in the Sifre, Shlosha Shel Levan, or Shel Semer, and Revi'it Shel Techeret. It doesn't seem to be the same drasha, the same understanding as we see here. But let's say it's possible to argue that it is. Certainly Beth Hillel, who say three strings, do not agree with this drasha, that's clear. Right, Beth Hillel say Shlosha Chutim is enough, namely, so we understand from Parashat Shalach, from the Sifre, namely, two white and one tchelef, they don't accept this drasha here, that gedil shnayim, gedilim arba'a. But for now, we're working with the Gemara here, the Talmud Bavli, which states this drasha. And Rashi tells us that gedil implies at least two. Gedilim, therefore, implies at least four. So that's what Rashi tells us on this Gemara. Now, I mention this Gemara now for two reasons. First of all, to answer Nathan's question. How do we know that you can't just have two strings? Well, from here, it's clear you need to have four, because it's... The drasha here is gedil shnayim gedilim arba'a, so you need at least four strings, according to that. As we saw this in the Sifre, according to Beth Hillel, you can get by with three, but not less than three. Two, we don't have any source account you can get by with two strings. Now, if you look at the Tosafot, the first Tosafot in this Perek, which is on Daf Lamed Heth Amud Aleph, okay, the beginning of this Perek, the Tosafot discuss several points to do with this and other related issues. And we mentioned that Rashi says at the beginning of this perek, without really explaining why, that you need, of the four strings, you need two white and two techelet. Rashi did not explain why this is so. The Tosafot begin the perek by saying, "Hatchelet hena makiret et halawan." What does the Tosafot say? Miswa lateth shne chutim techelet ushne chutim lavan b'sisit. Does everyone have that? Namad Hef, Amud Aleph at the top. The Tosafot say, "Atchelet ena ma'akevet et halavan, miswa lateth shne chutim techelet ushne chutim lavan b'sisit." The Tosafot therefore are echoing what Rashi says. Umashma, and from this Mishnah it seems, lichora, de en ze ma'akev ze et ze. She'im hitir shne chutim min ha'ehad yasa. So here we have now a shita, a suggestion, the Tosafot that Natan was suggesting. So you see that Nathan was ahead of the game. Nathan was thinking, like at least some of the Balei Tosafot, that if you say you need, first of all, the Tosafot are working with an assumption, which we have to prove. The assumption is that Tzitzit is four strings, and therefore two white and two Tchelet. Now the Tosafot say further, if the Mishnah tells you, HaTchelet enam ha'akevet et ha'lavan, ha'lavan enam ha'akevet ha'tchelet, that means, l'chora, you can take half of the four and just do two. And that's also lo ma'akev. That's exactly what Tosafot was saying. She'imiti shnechotim min ahad, yasa kihad katane, just as it says, in the Mishnah, the continuation of the Mishnah, Tefillah Shel Yad Einam Ma'akevet Esher Rosh, Esher Rosh Einam Ma'akevet Esher Yad. What does that mean? Exactly what it says. If you have two tefillin, you wear both tefillin. If you have one, you wear one. The Tosafot say the Mishnah is comparing these two halachot, is stating them together. Minastam, they have the same gedarim, the same definitions, the same characteristics. Therefore, if you have Tcheret and Lavan in Sisit, it's like Tefillah Shel Yod, Shalosh, and Tefillah Shel Yad, and then Miswaf Tefillin, if you have one, you do one. So therefore, it would see, if you have two strings of one, that's all you've got right now, you can go ahead and make Sisit, so forth. But, that's what Tosafot say, that's what he would have thought. Aval, the Kuntres Piresh, but Rashi doesn't say so. Rashi says, I Aved Arba'atan Tcheret, or Arba'atan Lavan, Yasa, from Rashi we see it's not so. What does Rashi say? Again, the first Rashi in the Perek, Rashi says, "Hatcheret enam ma'akevet ha'lavan." Wa'af agav the miswa latef tcheret shne chutim, ulavan shne chutim b'sisit. Kedav farish lekaman afilu hachi enze ma'akev ze etze. Rashi explains to you now. What does it mean when the Mishnah says enze ma'akev ze etze? Wehi aved arba'atan tcheret or arba'atan lavan yasa. Rashi doesn't say you can therefore do two. Rashi says lo ma'akev here means that you have to do four strings, but you can do them of one color, but not two strings. Now the apparent basis, one basis at least for this statement, is what we just saw in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, namely the drasha gedil shnayim gedilim arba'a. You need to have four strings because it says gedilim. You understand? So the Tosafot raise the possibility that you might be able to get away with the avav at least with two strings of one or the other, but from Rashi doesn't seem to be the case, and the Tosafot say as much, and then they go on to say ubi gemara mochiach ken, and now the Tosafot now begin to prove from different gemaraot, from different sources, that Rashi is correct, that you cannot manage with two strings. You need to have four. That's the Tosafot they're trying to establish here, that you do need four strings no matter what you do. Now, if you look at the Tosafot, this is a very long Tosafot, we're not going to look at it all, but the Tosafot demonstrate that you need four strings, not two, and just to show that this is the Maskana Tosafot. If you look in the Tosafot, at the end of the narrow lines, in other words, opposite the end of the Gemara, if you follow me, you will see the Tosafot say, Omi hatam nami yesh ra'ya, Nechileka ela lavan utecheleth ma'enan le'olam alba achotim. And from there, in other words, from a certain gemara that it quotes, and there's a different gemara that are quoted here, and we don't want to go into all of that now, but the Tosafot bring different sources to show that when you have only one or the other, lavan utecheleth, you always need four strings. I read it again. Mihatham nami yeshra yad nechileka ela lavan utecheleth ma'enan le'olam alba achotim. The mashmah, the betalit, but arba achotim la hashen an shema yasir shnayim mehem aniach betalit echad. Darba atan niswa. So we see from the source brought by the Tosafot that four is the number that you require always. Now later on, if you go down in the Tosafot towards the end, about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom. At the end of the line, it says, "Ve'im tomar ominalan." You see that? It's the fourth word from the end, before the end of the line. "Ve'im tomar ominalan deba'enan arba shnechotim lavanu shnechotim techelet." This is the question that we're trying to deal with tonight. The Tosafot asks the obvious question. All right, we've proved you need four. Okay, but who says it has to be two and two? Where does it say that? Well, it doesn't say that anywhere, nachon. I read the Tosafot. We into about ominalan de ba'inan shnechotim levanu shnechotim de tchelet. Dilma, which is what Rashi told us. Dilma,
Gedilim katrit kara. Maybe the Torah cares that it should be gedilim. Gedilim means tied together, white and tcheret together, but doesn't care which, how many of one and how many of the other. It doesn't make so much difference, as long as it's both. Wa'afilu haz mihai, wa'shlusha mihai. It's enough to have one of one color and three of the other color. So it can be one white, three tcheret, or vice versa. Who said it has to be two and two? So where did Rashi get this idea from? And this is also where the Tosafot began, the whole Tosafot by saying, correct? The very beginning, the Tosafot state that it's a miswa lafeshne chutim tucheret ushne chutim lavan mesesith. So now we have to ask the question, how do we know this? The Tosafot say, we yesh lomar, kewan detre mine ba'e rahmana. Listen well to what the Tosafot say, seeing that the Torah instructs us to use two types, so that is to say, two colors of strings, white and tucheret, svarahu sheyushawim. It's a svara, it's logical to understand and to assume that they should be equal. In other words, if you have a miswa made up of two parts, each part, unless you know otherwise, unless the Torah specifies that it's not so, then the svara is that it should be two of one and two of the other. Together is four, because they should be equal. I hope you understand, and I hope you took in what the Tosafot just said. It's actually very interesting. The Tosafot say, that it's a svara, we don't know this for a fact. In other words, we haven't got a clear Kabbalah that it is so, but it's a svara, which is also part of the Torah. The Torah is also beta mesta svara, in other words, reason and logic, that if you have two parts of the miswa, levan and tukhera, they should be equal. So you have two and two. Now the Tosafot go on to attempt to try to bring another proof for this idea that you need to have two of each. Why? What is this? What is the other proof they're trying to bring? It says, "Oh, pethil techeret kethiv, or pethil mashmatre." This is a rather strange statement, and the Tosafot themselves are about to reject it. The Tosafot say, furthermore, it says in Parshat Shalach, it says, "Well, no, al siseit hakalaf pethil techeret." The word pethil literally means one thread. The Tosafot say pethil means two, which is, you would think, very strange. Now, and they want to prove it from the Gemara in Yomah, and I don't want to go into it now in detail, but the fact is the Tosafot themselves say this is not a good proof at all. The next line, you will see, the end of the line, it says, "Umil tam zed tfil lo itachen." You see that? This proof does not make any sense. The beperek balo mashma mekises de mekases ahal lishnayim. In other words, again, without going into it, they prove that the proof we brought a moment ago from Masechet Yomah is not a proof, and it's talking there about taking one string and cutting one string, which is a circle, into two, making it into two strings. But the word pethil obviously is in the singular, but pshat, pethil means one string. So the Tosafot themselves reject this proof, and they say, "Umil tamzed de pethil lo itachen." And then it goes on to say, in the middle of the next line, it says, "Wa'acha al korhein la mashmatre." Here we have to hold regarding the miswa v'sisita. The word pethil means one string. Why is that? Why the Tosafot said this? We have to agree to this. Al korhein la mashmatre k'demuchach b'sifre. Here the Tosafot, according to the sifre that we saw earlier, the parashat shalach lecha. It says, "Parashat ki tese." What does it say there? In other words, the sifra in both places. "Va'asula hem sisit." Shomeani hot ahad bifne asmo. You might think it means one string. Tamuz lomar gedilim. You need to have gedilim. Gedilim means it's more than one string. Nahon, as we explained. Gedilim kama gedilim na'asin. From how many is this made? How many strings? En gadil pahot mi shlosha chutim kedivre bethilel. Mashma demi pethil laha washma'enan el ahad. What do you see from the Tosafot, from the Sifre? It says, "Va'asu lahen sisith." If it just said sisith by itself, you might think that one string is sufficient. In other words, pethil by itself also, you'd understand minastam to mean one string by itself. It's only because it says gidilim in Parshat Ki Teseh, which it proves it has to be more than one string, that we know it has to be more than one. But the word pethil by itself would imply one. Well, the e pethil mashmatre wa kanaf min kanaf lechol apachot had in ken belo gidilinami tepokle tlata. In other words, furthermore, if the word pethil in Parshat Sisit, in Parshat Shalach, was to be understood as meaning two, then you need three. You would need at least three strings. Even without the word gidilim. Why? Because if the word pethil, hypothetically, theoretically, if the word pethil means two strings, and you need at least one string Minakana, it was the same type of material, the same color as the original beged, nahon, then that's already three strings right there. So you have already three strings without knowing b'chol about the word gedilim. And that's not what the Sifra tells you. The Sifra tells you that you know that you need three strings because of the word gedilim. In other words, it's clear that the word pithim by itself only means one string. That's the Tosafot agreeing to all this. And therefore the Tosafot say, v'sarich lomar, and take note of this, v'sarich lomar shaholek al, it should say, talmud shelanu. You have the word shas, correct? V'sarich lomar shaholek al talmud shelanu. Al ha-talmud shelanu, I should say, sorry. The word shas is, whenever you see that, it's always censorship. They didn't like the word talmud. But the original, and I can show it to you in this printing over here, you see it. V'sarich lomar shaholek al ha-talmud shelanu. The nashma dehad mitcheleth mehane. In other words, the Tosafot are agreeing that from the Sifre, you understand that one pathil of Tucheret is sufficient. It says here, Tzarich lomar shecholek al ha-talmud shelanu, de nashma dehav mitchelet mehane. One of Tucheret is good, is sufficient. What's not so clear is why the Tosafot consider this to be a machloket. That's the question. That's the essential question. In other words, the Tosafot have just quoted for us the Sifre that we looked at, we mentioned earlier. The Sifre states explicitly, Beth Shammai say, Shlosha Shathemir, which is Lavan, Urvi'it Shatucheleth. So it's clear what the Sifre is saying. That's what the Tosafot admits clearly. That from the Sifre you see that one string of Tuchel is sufficient, and you three of white, according to Beth Shammai, and according to Beth Eli, two white and one Tuchelet, and that's sufficient. You do not need two. So why? So therefore, we the Tosafot, or we Rashi, say you need two and two, what are we going by? The Tosafot said we're going by our Talmud, which differs with the Sifre. So this proves also what we said earlier, that the Drasha of the Sifre and the Drasha of the Talmud Bavli do not really coincide. But what exactly is the proof from the Talmud Bavli that it has to be two and two? That's not at all clear. There's nothing has been brought by the Tosafot to prove from the Talmud Bavli that it has to be two and two. You can prove from the Talmud Bavli, as we saw in Daf Lamed Talmud Beth, that you have to have four strings. Gedil Shnayim, Gedilim Arba'a. But once you know you have four strings, who's to say whether it's two and two or three and one? That we don't know. And that's it. And that's exactly what the approach of the Ravad and the Riaz and the Gra, who say, yes, we know that you need two types, two colors, and we know that you need four strings. And from the Sifra, you see, it's clearly what three and one. Very simple, very straightforward. The Tosafot make the assumption throughout that you need two and two, and they don't really prove this. They don't really prove this assumption at all.
Is two and one, or
according to the Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, that's a minimum. You can have more. Well, that's also part of another question. Can you have more? Apparently, you can have more, but that's also something we'll discuss. So, to sum up tonight's shiur, we see that Rashi and Tosafot are of the opinion that you need two and two. Even though they have not really proved this assumption, we see this is the working assumption of Rashi and the Tosafot, and it's also what the Rosh has to say. If you look in the Hichot Sisit of the Rosh, which is to be found at the end of Masechet Menachot, Siman Wal, okay? It's near the beginning of Hichot Sisit of the Rosh. He quotes our Mishnah, Tanan, Barosh HaTechelet. HaTechelet Eno Ma'akevet HaLavan. HaLavan Eno Ma'akevet HaTechelet. Peresh Rashi, Af Hargada Misfaratel Shnei Chute Techel, Shnei Chute, Shnei Lavan, the Sisit, Afilu Hachi Enze Ma'akev Ze Edze. Ve'i Aved Arba'atan Techelet, or Arba'atan Lavan, Yasa. That's what Rashi explained. Correct? You need four strings, and you can make four of one color. Well, ichora hawe mashmada enze ma'akev zedze hainu she'im itin shnechutim minahad yasa. This is what the Tosafot are explaining. That ichora you would think, not like Rashi, that if you say it's not ma'akev zedze, then it's enough to have half of the miswa. In other words, two strings. Again, based on the assumption that you start with, that you have two and two. In other words, it's a bit of a circular argument. What the Tosafot and Rashi are saying, you assume it's two and two, and then you say, well, if you don't have four, you can do two. But who says b'chol it's two and two to begin with? You understand? So the Tosafot, the Rosh is bringing here the argument of Tosafot. It says, "Lichora hawe mashma." The enze ma'akev zed ze hainu she'im. The meaning of this is as follows: She'im itir shnechutim minehad yasa. Ki had it filin sheliyad, and I'm a kivet shelosh, or shelosh, and I'm a kivet sheliyad, as we explained. When I go kepirush Rashi, but the minhag is not like, this, not like this assumption, but rather like Rashi, that you have to do four always. And then the Rosh, just as the Tosafot did, goes on to show from different Gmaroth, etc., that yes, you need four strings, and you can't have just two. Alright, so that's agreeable, but we also see that the Rosh, that's agreed. But we see that the Rosh is also assuming that you need two and two. That's the Lachat Chila assumption.
It's
you're right. What that means is, what does the Rosh mean when he says Nagu Kaperush Rashi? It means you could definitely understand from the Mishnah, as a Tosafot is suggesting, that just as you have two tefillin Rosh or Shariyat, and Ze Enoma Kevet Ze means that you can wear one and not the other. If you assume, and this is the assumption, this is the lacuna in the argument, this is the problem with the Svara. If you assume that Lavan and Tcheret are like two miswoth of Tefillin, Shariat or Sharosh, and you need two and two of one and two of the other, two white and two Tcheret, if they're analogous, then you can say, if you only have one, you do one and not the other, so you only do two strings. But that's apparently the reason the argument is not a very good argument. Although, again, it's also not at least from the Gemara, it's not 100% clear that you can disprove it. That's what the Rosh says. I can't prove it that it's not so, that Tosafot say. But the Minhag is not like Rashi. And that means he also goes on to bring, not just, he says, Nagu Kaperush Rashi, also goes on to bring proof from the Gemara, which indicates that you always have four strings. So it's not just a Minhag Karashi, it's also, there are Gemarot that indicate that this is the case. Although the assumption of Tosafot is a logical assumption, and there is still room to make such an argument. But what I'm pointing out is that the problem with the Svara of saying that you can get away with two strings only is the initial Svara, the initial assumption with which this whole discussion begins, is that who says that Abahuti means two and two? That you haven't proved the Chlal. When the Tosafot were forced, so to speak, by their own question, the Tosafot are looking, of course, for the truth, and ask themselves these questions. And they want to know, how do we know you need four strings, two and two, Dafka? What do the Tosafot say? Svarahu! Shiyu Shawim! That's the whole argument. But that's not a very poor argument in Kol HaKavod. B'Mehilat Kavodam Shibaleh Tosafot. That's a very weak argument. Why? Because, first of all, it's not so clear that it's such a Svara. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Torah means it should be more Sisith, Mimina Kanaf, and one Petil Techel, which is a Pshat of the Pasuk. Petil Techel is one string of Techel, and that's the simple Pshat. In the face of a simple Pshat like that, which is just as logical as saying two and two, why is it a Svara to say two and two? Second of all, you have sources here. You have a Sifre, you have the Sifre in Pashat Shalach, which says clearly, Beis Shammai says, Shosha Shel Semer, or the Ichet Cheret. How can any Svara stand in the face of such a clear, unambiguous source? So, this I think is the central argument against what the Tosafot are saying. That their whole reasoning that you can get away with two strings of either color is based on an incorrect assumption, or assumption at least that cannot be proved, namely that Arbachuti means two white and two tcheder, and this is entirely unclear. And from the Sifre, it's clear that it's not so. The Tosafot also, by the way, when they try to bring another proof that you need two and two, they tried to bring another proof and they rejected it. So all we're left with is the Svara. All the Tosafot have to prove the two and two theory is Svara. And then the Tosafot are also forced to admit that the Sifre is differing with the Talmud Bavli. But in fact, there's no proof that the Sifre is differing with the Talmud Bavli. So why not just say that the Sifre helps us to understand the Talmud Bavli? In other words, that they're all saying the same thing, that you need three and one, not two and two. And that's the more logical pshat, and that's the pshat of the Ravad and the Gra and the Riaz and Laniudat the Iblishum Safek Zayikar. That is the halacha. It fits all the sources. You have Ramachloket this way between the Talmud Bavli and the Sifre. You don't have any basis really to make the assumption that you can get away with two strings, which the Tosafot themselves then go on to disprove, or at least bring proof that it seems not to be so from many different sources. And we also have the fact that the Rosh tells us that that's the Minhag. Everyone does four strings, no one does two strings. We've never heard of anyone doing Tzitzit with two strings. That's what the Rosh is trying to say, that we don't see anyone ever making Tzitzit of two strings. One more thing I wanted to say about this Svara. We see that the Tosafot, you see that Svara is a very central feature of how they learn Torah and how they are posek halakha. In this instance, I think maybe the argument is problematic. But in other instances, the Sfara is a tremendous thing. And it's a very essential thing. I'm not saying the Sfara is not essential, but here you see that even the face of clear sources that seem to indicate the otherwise, the Tosafot still are happy to rely on a Sfara which is unfounded, or certainly cannot be proved. And they say, we assume that if you need four strings and you have two elements in this mitzvah, white and tcheret, that means two and two, because why should they not be the same? If all things were equal, maybe that would be a reasonable assumption. But when you have a parashat shalach, you have the sifrei, which tells you parashat shalach, three and one, and when you have a pasuk, it says pethil tcheret, which is mashma one pethil, as the Tosafot themselves explain at length and admit, then I don't think a sfara can possibly be used when you have clear indications to the opposite effect. When you have no indication, or the indications are mixed or even, that you have some indications in one direction and some in the other direction, then the Sfara is very essential. And with that, we'll end for tonight, B'zat Hashem.